This is Akashvani, the news read by Naresh Mago. Union Home and Cooperation Minister Amit Shah praised the transformative changes in India's cooperative sector since the Modi government created the Ministry of Cooperation. Addressing a state-level cooperative conference in Bhopal, Mr. Shah emphasized how the government has integrated rural development, agriculture and animal husbandry under a unified approach for the first time in India's history. He highlighted the central government's role in standardizing cooperative rules, with all states adopting the model bylaws. Mr. Shah noted that this had revitalized the sector, with cooperative banks now expanding beyond short-term agriculture finance.
पैक्स को पुनर्जीवित करना, डेयरी क्षेत्र का बढ़ावा करना, उत्पादन के क्षेत्र में सहकारिता को ले जाना, अर्बन कोऑपरेटिव बैंक, डिस्ट्रिक्ट कोऑपरेटिव बैंक और ग्रामीण बैंकों के सुचारू व्यवस्थापन करना, ये सारा काम कैसे हो सकता है? सहकारिता मंत्रालय ने सबसे पहला काम किया, प्राइमरी सोसाइटी जो प्राइमरी एग्रीकल्चर सोसाइटी के नाम से जानी जाती है, इसके लिए एक मॉडल बायलॉज बनाए और मॉडल बायलॉज को सभी राज्य सरकारों को भेजा।
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch multiple projects in Haryana on the occasion of Ambedkar Jayanti tomorrow. The Prime Minister will flag off a commercial flight from Hisar to Ayodhya and lay the foundation stone of the new terminal building of Hisar Airport. In Yamunanagar, the Prime Minister will inaugurate and lay the foundation stones of development projects including the 800 megawatt power unit of Deen Bandhu Chotu Ram Thermal Power Plant, compressed biogas plant in Mukarrappur, and over 14-kilometer Rewari bypass project under Bharatmala project at the cost of over 1,000 crore rupees. The main function to celebrate the 135th birth anniversary of Baba Saheb Dr. B.R. Ambedkar will be organized at the Prerana Sthal Parliament House lawns in New Delhi tomorrow. The event will begin with a floral tribute to the father of the Indian Constitution, Baba Saheb Ambedkar, by President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi. President Draupadi Murmu has greeted fellow citizens on the eve of the birth anniversary of Dr. B.R. Ambedkar. In a message, the President said that in his inspiring life, Baba Saheb created a distinct identity of his own despite facing extreme difficulties and earned respect around the world with his extraordinary achievements. The President described Baba Saheb as a man of prodigious abilities and a multifaceted personality, highlighting that he was an economist, educationist, jurist and a great social reformer. The Directorate of Revenue Intelligence has seized 52.67 kilograms of methamphetamine worth over 52 crore rupees from the outskirts of Mizoram. Two persons involved in trafficking the drug were arrested. The Ministry of Finance, in a statement today, said that the operation was carried out late at night on 11th April. It added that the operation uncovered a novel method of concealing and transporting some smuggled drugs. In view of the violence reported in Murshidabad district in West Bengal, Union Home Secretary Govind Mohan held a video conference with Chief Secretary and DGP of the state. The West Bengal DGP briefed that the situation is tense but under control and is being monitored closely. The DGP said more than 150 persons have been arrested and is taking the assistance of locally posted BSF. Mr. Govind Mohan advised the state administration to keep a close watch on other sensitive districts and to put adequate steps in place to ensure normalcy at the earliest. An Israeli airstrike has destroyed part of Al Ahli Baptist Hospital, the last fully functional hospital in Gaza City. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, said it targeted the hospital because it contained a command and control center used by Hamas. According to Gaza's Civil Emergency Service, no casualties were reported so far. The attack comes after the Israeli military issued new displacement orders for residents of the central Nuseirat refugee camp as well as southern Khan units. In sports and IPL cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru were 92 for the loss of one wicket in 8.4 overs, chasing a target of 174 runs set by Rajasthan Royals at Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. Earlier, Rajasthan Royals put into bat scored 173 for 4 in stipulated 20 overs. That is the end of this news bulletin.